with a couple of stars, stuck to it, and there was an edge to the wood, and we were really, honestly, at the center of it. Everybody, not only Christian, believed that Jesus was walking at the center of that. The Muslims thought the Kaaba is physical center of earth. The Zoroastrian, they believe that temple is the center of the universe. But the universe was difficult to dig, JD, because it was a little bit big. Right? Nowadays, right at the beginning, they tell you, you cannot. It's so big that you can never understand it. Don't go that way. Am I right or what? If you want to understand what's going on this way, endless. You know the story of the endless stuff? The best story about this, you know that I love the astronomy, the astrology and the magic stuff. The best part of that magic is this Hubble. And they said, they brought in a project named Deep Field. Deep Field study was, they said, okay, the sky is too big. Let's pick one point in this sky which is the simplest, the emptiest, the darkest, which there is nothing. Let's just study that little part, because the other parts are really crowded. So they choose a point. For 11 days, the Hubble turned around and around, again and again, exposures. The outcome was magical. In that spot, that there was nothing, and they wanted to see what will happen in nothingness, they found hundreds of thousands of galaxies. It's so filled with the galaxies, star and light, which is breathtaking. And that's the darkest part of the sky. Literally, they studied it and they pointed to the darkest one. So now we know that 200 billion galaxies we're talking about is a one strain of a haystack. That's big, right? So it has been always this big understanding it. But in these 100 years, we really understood a lot of different stuff. First of all, we understood that, why are you looking that way? Look this way. Am I right or what? Looking at the galaxies endless, look at the microscopic existence, you will see even this way is endless. And it's magic. The same picture we had up to 100 years ago, we had this fixed stuff, we called it atomos, means non-breakable in Greek. Because we believe that's it. Now we understand, that's a very complicated stuff. Electron, neutron, name it. Okay? Was it a good story? Based on this story, I'll tell you that we didn't change our story, did we? Right at the beginning, we were talking about it. Even now we say the same thing, and you're not in a magical way listening. If you want to know what's going on, in addition to looking that way, look about the endless existence this way. And watch it and go deeper step by step. When you know yourself, you know the universe. Is there any exaggeration in this? If you know really this end, you know that end because two ends are the same. We know that. It's singularity. If you understand singularity, you understand everything. Okay, this way, we're doing our best. Don't worry. We even repaired the Hubble. Thanks God. I don't know in this chaos who paid for that. But for the moment, that telescope is going to work for another maybe 10 years or so. How about this? This way. Why ignore this one? It's difficult. Is that one easy? This is out of reach. That one is in reach. This takes time. What about that one? You know that one what they talk about when they talk about time? Do you remember? They talk about light year. You know what is light year? No, you don't. Don't ever dare to say, I do. If you say, I do, I'll say, how many centimeters it is it? Tell me. It is one of those stuff that we cannot write the number. It's one of those numbers that there is a little number on top of that. We'll tell you that. Don't even dream about understanding this. When I write 10 minus 30. This is very good stuff. 10 minus 30. Cube centimeter. This much of a space, this much of a vacuum weighs 1 gram. Vacuum has a weight, and it weighs this much. This is not a number you really understand. This is a one underneath is another one with 30 zeros. But it's there. It's the same stuff when you talk about down there, this little one. But let's not forget, this lab is here, is in me, is within reach. I should do one step at a time, but do it every day. We were taught in a way that every single night before sleeping, you should think, you should ask yourself 2 questions. One, what did I do good today? 2, what's the good I could do tomorrow? It was good for a child. I don't know when some of us grow up and forgot that. Because it's a very good remedy to repeat something, to understand that I'm not here to change the universe. I'm here to change this universe. And it's real a universe. It's a jungle in here. You will find whatever it's in animal kingdom is here, isn't it? And it's more than that, because what I know and what I feel about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is out of this universe, but it's here. That untouchable stuff of kindness is here. Outside, yes it is, but it's very, very far. You have to be, to see it all together, yes, you will see the beauty, but it's in here. I could feel it, I could touch it, and it's easy. It could be done. Let's go back to the craziness of this Zonnun. Remember, Zonnun stopped and said, one crazy. And he did some crazy stuff. The students say, oh no, the master, he shouldn't be. Now, yes.
How the disciples understood that Zul Nun had not become mad, had acted with intention. The friends went to the prison about the story of Zul Nun and expressed an opinion concerning it, saying, perchance he does this purposely, or this some wisdom. He is an exemplar and a shining light in this religion. Far, far be it from his sea-like intelligence that madness should prompt him to folly. God forbid, in view of the perfection of his attainments, that the cloud of sickness should cover his moon. He has gone into the house from the wickedness of the vulgar. He has become mad on account of the infamy of the same. From the disgrace of the dull, body-serving intellect, he has purposely gone and become mad.
Note before turning the page, forget that verse again, because it's a very special verse in a very poetic way, the trick of Rumi, if you could really read Persian. Sometimes you understand that he stopped it. He made it. All was preparation for this, to explain everything in one verse. This guy, he went to become crazy because he was ashamed of this intelligence, which is very slow and in love with the fleshy body. This is what he explains. This is what the craziness we are offering you. First of all, you should look at your intelligence and look at it carefully. What is your intelligence in love with? This. He doesn't care about your spirit. He doesn't care about your soul. He cares about this, right? You should look at it and be ashamed. That, am I following this intelligence? No, I'll become the opposite. I become the crazy because I know this, first of all, doesn't go fast. Why is it slow? The apple here. He calls the intelligence slow because it cannot jump. It should go from cause to effect, and things like that. So it's slow for me because it cannot fly. And it's in love with the tan, with the flesh, with the body. Therefore, the guy decided to become crazy. And we know that the guy is a master. Therefore, this is a remedy to us. Yes?
Saying, bind me fast with the tail of a cow. Smite me on head and back. And do not dispute this. That from the stroke of the part I may gain life. As the murdered man from the cow of Moses, O trusty ones. That I may be made happy by the stroke of a part of the cow. Become well, as the murdered man and the cow of Moses. The murdered man was revived by the stroke of the cow's tail. He became pure gold, even as copper, by the elixir.
What was this about? First of all, you know the story of the cow, don't you? Oh, your story goes like this. You will study it further, but the simplest way is this. There is these fellows, they will kill a cow. The owner will come to the prophet will come, and the only remaining part of the cow which is calling is the tail. We'll knock the tail, the cow and say, get up! The cow will stand up and will say, this fellow and this fellow and this fellow, kill you. You will see the real story later, but the story goes like this. And he wants to use it for a purpose, remember.